40% chance both Thursday and Friday. Low to mid-90s both days, and storms increase in coverage on Saturday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes with push notifications for watches and warnings and 10-day forecasts and hourly forecasts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J. It was all about a woman. Richard DeVorn Johnson got in a fight with Robert Lewis in the 4800 block of Parktown Way. Johnson pulled a gun and shot Lewis multiple times, killing him. He had previously been charged back in March with discharging a firearm into a vehicle. He's now in the detention center under $150,000 bond. Taylor Road has seen its share of car break-ins. Boy, howdy. Two people have been arrested, Leon Pierce and DeArfne Bennett, arrested for 15 car break-ins. They were also charged with theft of a vehicle. And a Montgomery man has been charged with capital murder for last Friday's shooting on Sumter Avenue. Janelle Travis, age 27, shot Rebecca Quillen, age 73, allegedly during a burglary. He also allegedly shot an unarmed man in the face. Travis has been arrested and charged. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill.
Oh, yes, Bill. My cousin told me you know all about outdoor lighting.
Yep, I'm an outdoorsy guy.
Creating an outdoor lighting scheme does take a lot of know-how. That's why you should call the experts at Crosby Electric to enhance your property's beauty and safety.
Are you sure you should be digging there, Bill?
Oh, sure, it's fine. Oh, so that's where that water line is.
Crosby can recommend the right type of lighting. They'll advise you about proper placement around paths, decks, and water features, and they'll install zone security lighting for your safety and peace of mind.
Bill, are you finished yet?
Yep, even lit up your koi pond. See, when I flip this switch.
Bill, you just fried my goldfish. Now what?
Well, I got a nice recipe for tartar sauce.
To make your property safer and more beautiful, call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Your home, your community, it's not where you live, it's where you belong. It's where you put down roots, built your business, and achieve your dreams. We started here, have grown here, and we're not going anywhere. We're as local as it gets, and we like it that way. We're not just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
A DJ, what I would play.
Yeah.
We would get much Neil Diamond. Golden voice he has. Golden voice.
Bill Murray said there are two people in this world, those that like Neil Diamond and those that don't.
Well, that's not quite accurate. There's people that like Neil Diamond and people that are just have no taste. That's more accurate. 272-9228, Jack. apparently does not like Neil Diamond.
I do. There,
I'm getting
like,
the eyes. I'm getting
I
the
like
eyes.
That song. I like Sweet Caroline. But some of it, I just, it grates on me. I can't explain it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. You know, you give me, you know, Coming to America. You know, that was an anthem of my youth.
Oh, come on. Coming to America? That's amazing. That's amazing. Anyway, amazing. Neil Diamond, one of the masters of the universe. 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. You don't believe he's a master of the universe?
No, I don't think that Jack likes Coming to America.
Oh, I do. That sounds okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But some of them I just don't like.
It's amazing. I'm holding a poll here. This is from several days ago. I think I've already mentioned it on air. But as much time as they spend on Russia, and I watched again this morning Schmuck and the Home Wrecker, and they were talking about Russia the entire time.
Hey,
and I've got a poll right here. Just 6% of Americans say the Russian story is important. This is a Bloomberg News poll that was released last week. Just 6% of Americans think the Russia story is important.
That's funny.
I heard a new breaking news thing on Facebook last night. They're saying Vladimir Putin may be involved with the Russians, too.
Yeah, well.
Well, do they know about it?
I don't know.
Was it on Tucker that he asked this woman last night? He had this Democrat woman who was on, who was talking about, you know, the Muslim threat and all that. And she was a Democrat. At the end, he asked her, he said, are you involved with the Russians? She said, no, I'm not. That kind of laughed. I mean, she was really good.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. I like Tucker a lot.
What were you about to ask me?
We got somebody holding, but...
You don't want to ask me? They can wait. Joel, sit tight.
Have you heard about this Wall Street Journal writer, Pulitzer Prize winner, who wrote about the foibles of Obamacare? And he was found dead at age 34 in his apartment.
No.
Yep.
Wow. Man, I mean, you can't criticize anybody anymore. Actually, no, I did hear about that.
Yeah.
I did. When I saw his picture, I did hear about that.
Joseph Rago, R-A-G-O, Rago.
Yeah. I did hear about that. I forgot about that.
When he didn't show up for work, they sent for him and they said they don't suspect foul play.
Well, they never do.
Oh, right.
Democrat hits are never foul play. That's not foul play. Suicide by Clinton Association. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. Nate Hicks joins us from the Hicks and Giggles podcast. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here every day. Joel?
Hey, bud.
Hey, buddy.
Joel!
What you know, Jackson?
Not a whole lot, buddy.
Let me ask you something. It just kind of seems strange to me that the Republican Senate committee that's financing Alapalooza's campaign is establishment
that
has been fighting Trump. They worried about Mo Brooks not supporting Trump.
I really wonder if the finishing flourish from either Pittman, Brinson, or Brooks is going to be, you're telling me you're going to vote for a guy who is supported by Mitch McConnell, the chief obstacle to the implementation of the Trump plan. The Trump platform, I mean, if there's one guy in Washington, D.C. who's standing in the way of the implementation of the Trump platform, it's not Chuck Schumer, it's not Nancy Pelosi, it's Mitch McConnell. He is the one guy standing in the way.
Whose wife, Elaine Chao, got the job of the...
Commerce or something.
No, transportation.
Transportation, yeah.
She's the Secretary of Transportation. He gave Mitch McConnell's wife a job, and Mitch has pretty much very quietly turned his back on Trump.
Well, that's the way I look at it. I may not be for both, but to me, it's asinine for them to be running commercials against Mo, and they're the ones that's against Trump more than anybody.
Who are you voting for?
Huh?
Who are you voting for?
It will be either Randy Brinson or Mo Brooks, one of the two.
I don't think you can go wrong either way.
I think both of them are fine. But we got some pretty good folks up there. We got a couple of toots up there, too. I tell you the one I really like that I don't think has a chance, and that's a Beretta.
Beretta? The guy from the TV show?
No.
He's in prison.
He, he's in prison. This one is a doctor, I think, from Huntsville.
That's right. That's right. I know precisely what you're talking about.
And he's actually is kin to the Beretta gun maker.
I did not know that.
He would be for our Second Amendment's rights if nothing else.
Well, that's probably true. That's probably true. But, are you going to go to the GOP Senate forum at Lagoon Park on, what day is this, 5 p.m. on Tuesday, August 1?
I'll probably be there.
Okay.
I can't say for sure, but I think I will be.
Well, I plan on going. I'll see you there.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Joel.
Yeah, the Republican women are putting that
I on. Love Joel Barfoot.
Man, he's dynamite. Just dynamite.
He's,
Related to Will Barfoot?
Yeah.
They're running for Senate?
Yeah, they're cousins.
He's running for Senate District 25.
Right, the Dick Brubaker seat.
Yeah. That'll be a fun race to watch.
Corky's running.
Corky, Rhonda. Boy, that'll be a fun one.
Well, I think it'll be a friendly race.
I got a couple things here that bother me. Can I get off topic for just a minute?
Yeah.
Go for it.
There's a story.
And it's not even Friday.
There's a story in WSFA.
You gonna pick on them again?
No. The story's fine. It has no local connection. It's based out in California, but the headline is "Angel Shot: A Drink Order Designed to Protect Women in Danger." And they talk about this restaurant or bar out in Hermosa Beach, California. That there's a above the women's can in the head. They've got
the bathroom.
Yeah, right above the can, though, where they sit down. It's got on the wall, it says, if you're in danger, order an angel shot from the bar. And if you order an angel shot neat, that tells the bartender you want an escort to your car. If you order an angel shot with ice, the bartender's going to call you a ride. And if you order an angel shot with lime, the bartender will call the police. All right? So this is obviously a secret code to women who may be in physical danger. So what does WSFA do with this information? Is publicize it to men. So now you're with a woman, she orders an angel shot, and now you know, she calls the lime, you got to get the hell out of there. The police are coming. I mean...
Or you're going to draw a gun on her and shoot her.
Yeah, exactly. You think she's in danger before, now you've just published her secret code. Now, this is the best part of it. The bar manager, a woman named V. Nguyen, she tells the news organization here, the Angel Shot program is to help females, just in case they go on a blind date with, like, Tinder or Plenty of Fish, all that stuff. If they feel uncomfortable in any way, they can give us a secret code and we can help them. Now, this program has been in effect for years. How many angel shots you think they've had ordered?
A whole bunch.
Zero. Not one angel shot.
Really?
Yes. I'm telling you, this idea that every man is a predator and every woman is just looking around the corners trying to avoid being sexually assaulted by every man who walks down the street, it's all bubkus. Are there bad actors out there? Yes.
Well,
yes, there are. But is every woman in jeopardy everywhere she goes? Hell no. And it's stories like that that you have to read to the bottom of it to find out it's never even been utilized. You know, here you have every person who reads the first three paragraphs of that story think, my God, rape is such an epidemic in this country that you got to have shot special codes in the women's can.
Now, Baron, do not diminish the fact that there are predators out there.
I said there are bad actors out there. I'm not diminishing.
And some of them are online and you meet up at a bar.
But not at that bar.
Then you figure out they're a creep.
Not that bar.
Sounds like Jack has had personal experience.
No, but I watched a crime show the other night, and this woman met a guy online, and he sounded very, innocuous, and the guy had a history of killing women, and he met him online, and he was loading in his car a shovel, duct tape, all this stuff, and he goes to this woman's house, and he tells her right off the bat, he puts a pistol down on the table and tells her either she cooperates or it's going to be the end of her.
Wow.
And he starts to try to strangle her, and she sees the gun and grabs it and puts it over her shoulder and shoots the SOB.
No kidding.
Kills him dead, and they find out that he's done this to like four or five other women. So, I mean, they're out there.
I'm not diminishing it. I'm just saying when you have stories like this, you need to lead with the fact that this program's never been used. Not give everybody the impression that rape is such an epidemic in this bar that, You've got to have a special code, or you're going to get raped that night.
What do you do if it's a gender neutral bathroom?
No, I hadn't even thought of that. What if you have? You're just going to ruin it for everybody.
Exactly.
What if the guy's feeling like a woman that day?
Or what if one of your buddies you're out drinking with decides that that would be a funny way to play a prank on you?
Exactly. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, angel shots on the house. Everybody gets an angel shot. We'll be back.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hey, Pat Atkins here with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Do you need an inexpensive online solution for handling group sales? Are you tired of complicated paper order forms that may or may not make it home, much less back to school? How about guessing which design or color options are going to sell and then being wrong? Sell more gear, raise more money, and simplify your group sales by partnering with AKD. Most groups see a 30% increase in sales after switching to an online platform. So no more frustrating paper trails, bounce checks, or countless hours spent calculating order totals. With over 30 years of experience, AKD is ready, willing, and able to serve you. To learn more, call our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or check us out on the web at goakd.com. AKD, right price, right product, right people.
In Congress, it's okay to be two-faced. Career Congressman Mo Brooks has repeatedly attacked Donald Trump, calling Trump's border security plan, quote, worse than Barack Obama's. Worse than Obama? Here's Brooks attacking Trump.
I don't think you can trust Donald Trump with anything he says.
But now Brooks claims he endorsed Trump. But listen to Brooks just weeks before the election when asked if he was voting for Trump.
That means you're going to vote for Donald Trump.
I didn't say that.
In fact, Brooks said Alabama conservatives would regret supporting Trump.
A lot of people who have supported Donald Trump, they're going to regret having done so.
And even days before the election, Brooks wouldn't endorse Trump. Career Congressman Mo Brooks, two-faced on Trump, wrong for Alabama conservatives. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Whatever you've got planned this week, cancel it. The summer clearance event is going on now at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery, where you get up to $12,000 off MSRP on new Ram 4x4 Bighorn Crew Cabs in stock, or lease a new 2017 Ram Quad Cab Express. Now only $279 per month. During this event, all trade-ins are welcome. Just bring us your old car as is. Don't even wash it.
We want your old car, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth.
And with a job bringing home $350 per week, we want to approve you today. Get out of your old car and into a brand new vehicle with rates as low as 0% APR financing during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Fork Road in Prattville, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance. 36 month lease, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived. $279 due and exception. All sales plus tax, tech, title, and acquisition fee. All rebates to the dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan. Offers don't apply.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I want my
2 minutes after 11 o'clock. I was telling Nate this morning, I got a four compact disc set of Creedence Clearwater Revival.
It's amazing.
That included an entire live concert from the mid-70s. It was amazing. It's a fantastic CD. I love it, love it, love it. I'm old school. I like to hold the CD.
Yeah.
I don't want to just download everything. Yeah. Some things I want to look at. Especially a set like that that's got cool pictures and stories. And
You've always been known to look at a set.
2729228 is the number. If you want to get in, 2729228. My friends over at Cole Plumbing, they got one message for you and one message only. If you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
2798919. That's how you get in touch with greatness. A true family-owned American dream, though. Seriously. 39 years in the plumbing business right here in the River Region. No matter where you are in our listening audience, they will come to you. All you have to do is call them, 279-8919, or check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Family-owned business. James Cole, CeCe Cole, these are salt-of-the-earth human beings. These are really, really, really good people, and you're going to want to get to know these guys. So give them a call today, 279-8919, 279-8919. Or check them out online, coleplumbing.com. And once again, Jack, when you have trouble with your bowl, what do you do?
I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
Call on Cole.
Call on Cole. Biloxi Gambler.
Hey, guys. And hello, new guy.
How you doing?
New guy says hello.
Doing good, Jack. Listen, you went to dinner with Carolyn last night. Next time you go to dinner with her, order an angel with lime.
Angel shot with lime.
Angel shot with lime. That's it. Yeah, that'll be fun. Now, this is Carolyn. Is her dad was in the Navy and her uncles were?
No, this is...
Okay, don't worry about it. But it's not that one. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, when people call, you know, like Boomer called, and you can't hardly hear him, and then Dick Brubaker today, y'all buy a $1,000 cell phone, then you put a $40 cover over the top of it, and it sounds like a $10 cell phone. Yeah. Take the stupid cover off.
I don't have a cover on my cell phone.
I tell you, I get calls all the time in what I do from people all over the state, and they call me, and I say, take it. I say, what are you talking about, an iPhone 7? Take it out of the cover. They take it out of the cover. It sounds like landline quality is perfect. So when you call a radio show, take it out of the cover, please.
Well, and just keep going. Take it off speakerphone and take it off Bluetooth. All right, go ahead.
Well, take it out of the cover for sure. The Bluetooth's not so bad, really. But that stupid cover, it gets on me. Anyway, I didn't have anything else. That's it. I ran out of steam. But I got a laugh coming in and a laugh coming out, and I was on topic. I know how to play talk radio. Talk to y'all later.
Right, hold on. Before you go.
Oh, he's gone.
Look. What I'm laughing at is looking at who's on line one. How the L and the I run together.
Oh. The L and the I look like a different letter.
There used to be a place here called Flicks and Foam, and it was
the L and the I looked
a movie theater that sold beer. But the way the newspaper ad looked, the L and the I ran together, and it looked like something.
Whoa. With that disclaimer, we go to Clint. Clint.
Hey, good guy.
Hey, Clint. Where have you been, my friend?
Oh, good. Hey, I got a question. When is the last day I can register to vote here in Alabama? I just moved back, and I haven't registered since 1980.
It's either 10 days before or 14 days before.
Call this number.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up.
Okay, if you can find
it. Go ahead and give them the number. Just
it's 832-4950. Ask for the Board of Registrars.
832-4950.
I think it's 14 days, though. I just looked it up. But double-check with that.
Okay. So I just moved back to the area.
Well, you don't have a lot of time, so.
Yeah. I voted in Texas for president.
Yeah.
Hey, they hooked me up. I didn't. I just went down there and voted, and they registered me right there on the spot.
Yeah.
And I'm voting for Brooks, and I got a thing for Jack.
Yes, sir?
You're bumping music. And this would be great for Trump. A little bit of Ozark Mountain Daredevil.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, we play Jackie Blue all the time.
No, keep on churning till the cows come home.
All right. All right, we'll play it.
Yeah. Later, guys.
Thanks, Clint.
272-9228 is the number if you want to get in, Chris.
Hey. Something conspiratorial.
All right.
So this guy, this Linkin Park guy that they found hung, you know, have you read about that? The Chester Bennington guy?
I have. You know, Nate and I were talking about this conspiracy just during the last break.
Oh, man. Well,
but we're not talking about it on air. But go ahead.
And he looks just like John Podesta.
He looks a lot like John Podesta.
It looks supposedly John Podesta's love child.
Yeah, I don't buy that part of this story, but.
Well, I know. But, of course, the way the conspiracy goes is that he was going. Supposedly there was a tweet that he put out about he's going to blow the lid off this thing with Hillary Clinton and some pedophilia ring.
Yeah,
and then he ends up dead.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Apparently, the rumor is, the story is, and I don't know if I subscribe to it at all. You've accurately done most of it. He and Chris Cornell were very close friends. And supposedly they had been working together to uncover a pedophilia ring that led back to some very important and famous people in the music industry and politics. And they were getting ready to blow the lid off of it. Here's why I don't believe it necessarily. In fact, I pretty much discounted it completely. One is, part of the deal is he's supposed to be John Podesta's love child. Now, he does look just like John Podesta. However, his mother was like 9 states away from John Podesta during the time in which they were together.
Right.
John Podesta was like a law student in Georgetown. His mother was like in Arizona or something. I just don't see John Podesta boarding a plane, flying to wherever this kid's mom is, having his way with her, and then flying back to law school the next day. So that's problem one. Problem two is, if you're about to blow the lid off of something that big, why do people just sort of faintly know anything about it? Surely if someone knows enough about it to get you killed, somebody knows enough about it to blow the whistle on it afterwards. Third thing is, if you're about to blow the lid off something that could get you killed, you come up with a dead man switch so that after you're killed, the truth comes out. You know, I don't want to get too personal, but yeah, well, you've got to always have a dead man switch. You always got to have a dead man switch.
Always, yeah, that's a good rule of thumb. Yeah. Have a dead man switch.
That's right.
Well, she still killed Seth Rich, as far as I'm concerned.
You're damn right they did. They killed Seth Rich.
Anyways, I thought y'all might enjoy that with the rock and roll music. Also, to get a life-proof case, if you drop it in the toilet, it won't ruin your phone.
Yeah, I got a waterproof case, and I hate it.
Yeah, but, you know, the problem is you can't hardly hear through it. I mean,
I know.
I talked to Jack. It sounds like he's talking through a pillow.
I know.
It might be.
What's going on?
And the buttons are hard to push on it. I hate the damn thing. I'm going to take it back.
I don't have a case at all.
Yeah, but as soon as you take it off, you know what's going to happen, right?
I drop it in the toilet.
Yeah, that's right.
I bet you don't drop it in the toilet. I mean, is that so? I've had my phone for 2 years. I ain't dropped it in the toilet. I ain't dropped it on the concrete. It doesn't have a case. I put it in my pocket. I pull it out. I use it. I put it back in my pocket. I don't understand. I don't understand why you have to have these 4,000-pound cases on your phone.
The only reason,
Chris, how is the bride and the kids?
We're doing great.
Good.
Just hanging in there, man. Ready for school to get back.
Okay.
All right, Chris.
I only get to see you at Super Bowl parties.
I know. We'll have to hang out sometime, Jack.
All right.
All right, man.
Take care,
y'all have
Chris.
A good one.
All right.
Yeah, you too.
Chris is a great American and a better Alabamian.
What kind of case do you have? You don't have a life.
I have a Rockform case, but I only have this because it attaches to my motorcycle.
Oh.
And locks in place, and then it has a magnet on it.
Uh-huh.
And I really love it because I can stick it up on steel things
Anything.
When I'm working.
Anything metal.
Right.
Stick it right here?
Yeah, I could.
Oh, that's dynamite. Yeah. Oh, man, I got to get one of those. That's great. I can put it right here on the microphone stand.
Yeah, you've been converted now to a case.
I like that. 272-922. I got time for another one. James?
Hey, you want another opinion on Sessions?
Yeah, sure.
Well, my daddy had to travel to Washington numerous times with some people, and he met with Shelby, but he also met with Sessions numerous times. And what my daddy was trying to explain to Sessions could not comprehend it, but Sessions secretaries and associates understood, and when Daddy told me just a few weeks ago, Sessions, he did not like Sessions. Sessions is not a smart person. He may be learned, but like a friend of mine told me, some people are learned over beyond their intelligence.
All right. Well, we appreciate it.
Bye.
272-922. I don't know about all that.
That
was so fast, we can take another one. Craig.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing? Let me start this out saying I'm a big-time Trump supporter, but I was watching Fox News Network just a little while ago, and he tweeted out, you know, Sessions did not perform any investigations on Hillary, you know, and all on the Russian connection and all that. And my question is, he's Sessions' boss. I mean, why is he asking the American people that question? You know, I would think when he hired Sessions, he would have said, the first thing I want you to do is investigate Hillary and anything, any wrongdoing that you find, you know, you need to take action on it. His tweets are killing him.
Well, we wondered earlier if that isn't a smokescreen. Because, I mean, he even referred to him last night or yesterday as a beleaguered AG.
Let me tell you, if that sticks like Lion Ted and Little Marco and Crooked Hillary, if he is now beleaguered Jeff, this is going to totally change Jeff Sessions' reputation in Alabama. I'm sorry. Trump has a way of sticking a name on you. So if he becomes beleaguered Jeff, watch out. He ain't going to last long.
Sure. Well, I don't know what to think. And I'm sure he's got a master plan, but, you know,
Who did you vote for? For president? Did you vote for Jeff Sessions?
I voted for Trump. No, I voted for Trump. Yeah. And I was proud when he got Jeff Sessions in. I really was.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thank y'all.
Thanks for the call.
You know, I foresee Jeff Sessions coming back to Alabama. And, you know, it's probably going to need to freshen up his house. He hasn't lived here in quite a while. So, you know, he's probably going to need somebody to paint his house.
He might need to. He ought to give Riley Manning a call. You were right on the money, Nate.
You know, 84 had Riley Manning come out not too long ago, didn't he?
He's been out there twice.
Yeah.
He's done 84
twice. That place looks phenomenal now.
I guarantee you it does because Riley Manning was on the job. RileyManningPainting.com. 799-1284. That's the number, 799-1284. You want to get in touch with greatness? You want to get in touch with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? You want to get in touch with a guy with trained professional painters, not day laborers? You want to get in touch with a guy with all the insurances needed to cover your home or business? You want to get in touch with 48 years of experience? Well, you get in touch with Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. On the web, RileyManningPainting.com. RileyManningPainting.com. Here's the number. Write it down. It's the number. It's the News and Views special bat phone. Okay? This is not how other people get in touch with Riley Manning. Only News and Views listeners know this secret. 799-1284. Everybody else calls the office. I'll give it to you. 270-1510. Don't waste your time. Call him directly, because when that phone rings, he knows the greatest audience in the history of talk radio on the planet Earth is calling. 799-1284. 799-1284. More calls on the other side of the break. Jack?
This song is a request from a listener.
Sure is. We're going to play it.
Keep on churning.
And baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm John Danielson. The experience you want from a dealership is right here at Montgomery Subaru. Get familiar with the unfamiliar in the 2017 Subaru Outback. Symmetrical all-wheel drive plus a fuel-efficient 33 miles per gallon. It's a 2017 IIHS top safety pick with Subaru EyeSight and HID headlights. Now through July 31st, get financing as low as 0% for 63 months. Come see us on Eastern Boulevard or visit us on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Listen to Mo Brooks, a never-Trump politician personally attacking Donald Trump.
I don't think you can trust Donald Trump with anything he says. Donald Trump is the likely loser in that he has alienated so many people in Republican Party ranks through his callous insults. Donald Trump, one candidate that is so belittling, so insulting. I was just asked if I'm going to endorse Donald Trump after things unfold with Donald Trump having this so-called insurmountable lead. And I said, no, I'm not. Donald Trump voters, 12 to 18 months from now, they're going to regret their votes for Donald Trump.
A month before the election, talk radio asked Mo Brooks if he was voting for Trump. Brooks responded, I didn't say that.
That means you're going to vote for Donald Trump.
I didn't say that.
Days before the election, Mo Brooks even called Donald Trump evil. Brooks called our president evil. 35-year career politician Mo Brooks, a never Trump Washington insider. Paid for by Strange for Senate.
I'm Luther Strange, candidate for U.S. Senate. I approve this message.
It's time for John Stamos' Spectacular Life Tips, brought to you by Spectrum. Tip number 7.
Hosting a party? Make sure you've got enough bandwidth with Spectrum Internet. That way guests can share, post, and stream instantly, reminding the friends that didn't show up just how spectacular you really are.
Start living the spectacular life with Spectrum. Get Spectrum TV with stunning HD plus thousands of titles free on demand. Just $29.99 a month. Call 844-955-2999. Then, enjoy enough speed for all your devices with 60 megabit Spectrum Internet. With no data caps and a free modem. Just $29.99 a month. And get unlimited nationwide calling, plus unlimited calling to Canada, Mexico, and more with Spectrum Voice. Don't wait. Get Spectrum TV, Internet, and Voice for just $29.99 a month each when bundled, with no contracts and our 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 844-955-2999.
Get Spectrum and be spectacular, like me.
Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Clouds will dominate much of the time today, but there'll be some sun breaks. And again, today, showers and thunderstorms will be rather numerous, especially this afternoon and this evening. And you know the drill. Not every single town gets one. High 89. Some of the storms could still be around during the nighttime hours. Overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Scattered afternoon storms. 40% coverage, roughly. High in the low 90s. Then about a 30 to 40% chance both Thursday and Friday. Low to mid-90s both days. And storms increase in coverage on Saturday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes with push notifications for watches and warnings. And 10-day forecasts and hourly forecast. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Minutes after 11 o'clock. That's 21 minutes to the top of the hour. We're almost out of show. This is one of the worst pieces of news I've ever heard.
What, that we're out of show?
Yes, we're almost out of show. Well, you know, the show is not over yet, but doggone it, it's close. It's getting there. But you know the best part of being out of show? I get to go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I went yesterday, and I loved it. And I'm going to go again today. I just am confident that's what I'm going to have to do in life. I can't say for sure, but I'm 99% sure.
First, folks.
That's what I'm doing. I loved the special yesterday. The clams over the spaghetti with that lemon garlic butter sauce over the top. And, oh, man. It
looks like you were saying
dynamite
yesterday to the person that had never been to try the veal.
No, eggplant. Eggplant.
You're right. Eggplant.
No. I'm not a dead baby calf fan. I am a fan of eggplant parmesan, though. Just dynamite. That was an old South Park reference.
Yes, I know.
During the early seasons, mm-hmm. Veal was dead baby calf.
Back when it was funny.
Yes, it was funny back then. They've had a few moments here and there. But anyway, the eggplant parmesan is dynamite. I was going to get it yesterday. I went with the special, so now I think I got to go back this week and get the eggplant parmesan again. Again, those thin slices of eggplant stacked up with the cheeses and the red sauce, then fired in that oven and really, really, really looking good. Have a seat. You can't come in here and leave like that. Come on, sit down. As soon as I get done with my ad, I'm going to bring you in. So have a seat. Just go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen and do what I did yesterday. Finish it off with the cannoli. Finish it off with the cannoli.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
You're going to love the cannoli.
Today!
272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228. Look what just walked in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Actually, she didn't walk in.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around.
You're right, she kind of sauntered in.
No, the cat drug her in.
Oh.
Emily Hayes, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, she is a cow.
Hair's
lady.
Up in a cow
also
patty.
Also known as Old Lady Hayes.
Why do you have a cow patty on your head?
It's not a cow patty. It's my hair, Jack.
Well, it looks like a cow patty.
Well, thanks.
That's because you didn't want to wash it this
no.
summer.
What? You don't know me. Maybe I'm having a long day at work.
Emily Hayes, as heard, that's true. That's true. You are here doing other stuff. You're taking your lunch hour though.
Yeah.
Doing whatever you want on your lunch hour.
She brought me the movie 50 Shades Darker.
I mean,
Thank you. I
personally brought it to you, so we could stay under the radar. I didn't know we were going to do it.
You brought pornographic material.
It's an unrated version.
Jack, should I order you an angel shot? Is this some sort of...
I really wish you wouldn't do that. it's not...
Is it with lime?
With lime.
With lime. Call the cop!
It's not comical to me, but... Okay.
I'm just kidding. You know what? The whole point of the angel shot story, and Emily texted and expressed her displeasure with the way I covered that piece, but it wasn't the shot. I think the shot's a great idea, but if you're going to have a secret shot, you can't advertise it on the news.
Why are you not wearing headphones?
My experience... My experience in the hospital scene, we have certain codes that are on our badges that we only know so that you can announce a code over the speakers
right.
and everybody else is unaware.
What's the crazy ass
code
guys
blue?
To run
get
out
your
of
ass
here.
Up there is what code blue means.
Well, I mean, the angel shot thing is not anything new. Like, that's
I understand this stuff's been around, but once you put it on WSFA, now any restaurant around here that had an angel shot has to rename it.
Every tuned-in predator knows what angel shot
will
lie me.
You're telling me sexual predators aren't sitting around right now saying, oh, angel shot, oh, I see what you're saying, you woman. Come with me! And then it gets bad.
Yeah, or a woman could go to the bar and order her own shot, or say she's going to order shots for both of you, and that's how she lets a bartender
know. She comes back with water and said, I'm having vodka shots?
No, she has. They give her a...
colored water? Pink-colored water?
They give her a grassy knoll shot, and then...
A grassy knoll shot?
What? Yeah. Oh, my God!
And then you want...
What's in a grassy knoll, Jack?
Vodka's on the bottom, then Midori is green on the top, and there's grenadine for the blood. So I invented it.
Oh, gosh.
I invented it and called it a grassy knoll. Very distasteful.
I gotta go.
You know, just like when you hear a champagne cork go off real loudly, you go, get down, Mrs. Kennedy, and everybody in the restaurant, there's a pregnant pause, and then everybody laughs. But anyway.
Oh, my goodness. 272-9228 if you want to get your drinking advice here. You want to take a call, or you got to go?
I can take a call.
Yeah, take a call. Robert.
You better hope the Godfather's not listening.
Godfather's not listening. Robert.
Hey, how's the crew doing today?
Doing well.
Pretty good. How are you, Robert?
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Just got a comment about Mrs. Session and President Trump.
Go ahead.
Who made that song, Take This Job and Shove It? And I don't think anybody would
Johnny
blame
Paycheck.
Nobody would blame Mr. Session and if he did it. And I don't think he knew that he was making a deal with the devil when he accepted that job. Now, if you don't want the man, go ahead and tell him straight up that he was not working. You know, it was good while it lasted. But to drag him through the mud and to belittle him and beat up on him for the whole nation to read it or see it or hear it, that's not presidential. You just don't do that. You know, you don't do that in the common working place. But the thing of it is, I don't think there's enough damage control that anybody can do, no matter who you put up there, to, you know, to be the voice for him. He is his own worst enemy. And now the thing of it is, can the nation sustain 4 years of this?
Well, and I don't know if you listen to the 10 o'clock hour. We talked about different scenarios. This may not be what it seems, Robert. It may be that Donald Trump has this completely under control and Jeff Sessions is in on it, and it's a smokescreen operation to detract from the fact that Jeff Sessions is about to drop some bombs. We'll find out. Maybe we'll just disagree about it in the end. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it. Right here on News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV, Kim Williams, home mortgage lender extraordinaire, graces us with her presence.
Extraordinaire-ess.
You're too kind. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing?
I love that. So, if you're listening and you have a VA loan, then you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and give Alabama Home Mortgage a call right now at 567-4223. Just this morning, we closed a VA early. You hear me talk about these from time to time. That's the interest rate reduction loan. It's only available to those veterans who currently hold a VA mortgage. Well, 1 week ago on the 18th, a veteran gave us a call. He opened his mortgage 2 years ago, actually in June of 2015. And I'm glad to say, proud to say, and he's excited to know that he closed on his loan this morning. And here's what he was able to do. To trade in that mortgage and reduce his rate by 0.75%, lowering his payment from $1,585 to $1,396. That's $189 a month for simply picking up the phone and giving us a call. Guys, there's no income verification, no appraisal, no money out of pocket. It's simply, this refinance loan simply allows our veterans to get the lowest rate that they deserve.
Well, let me tell you, I for one, could not recommend you highly enough. I have been through the process with you. It's painless. It's easy. It's convenient. It's fast. And, you know, I got to tell people, you got to call her. You just got to experience it for yourself. It's 567-4223. It's that easy.
And you know, key point is he skipped 2 monthly payments.
Now, see, that's the other thing, too. I mean, that's incredible.
First payment, September 1st. That's $3,170 that he won't be spending over the next 2 months, that he can save or he can, you know, spend it the way he wants to spend it. Maybe, you know, I mean, hell, there's so many reasons somebody could take that $3,170. I think most of us could find a place to put it, and I'm sure he will, but it won't be on his mortgage. Again, if you are currently paying on a VA mortgage, you owe it to yourself. Give me a call right now. No cost, no obligation. Let's see how much you qualify to save. That's 567-4223, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-374, equal housing lender. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you. Good to talk to you. Emily.
LeBaron.
Now, are you really on your lunch hour?
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want on your lunch hour.
I don't think that I can do whatever I want on my lunch hour, according to a text message I just received.
Oh, no. This is terrible news. Can I reach out to someone through the airwaves?
That's your call, man.
Godfather, let's talk for a moment. Emily was up here trying to very quickly drop off a movie she had brought, pornographic movie, but movie she had brought for Jack.
And 50 Shades Darker.
And I said, no, you sit down. You do not walk in the studio and not get on the microphone, so it's my fault. You take it out on me. You don't take it out on Emily. But just in case.
I had two jobs once.
What is this? It was in the system as Emily's song. What is this?
Well, for God's sake, take it off. It may end up being...
He may not know whether he's coming.
Oh, well, what are you doing?
We're going to a break. We'll be back.
Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, Montgomery, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and the rest of the River Region. This is Baron Coleman for my friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. Riley Manning is an absolute legend. He's a wizard. He is a man on a mission, and that mission is to make the River Region beautiful. For the last 48 years, Riley Manning has set himself apart as the premier painting contractor in the River Region. Riley Manning has painted thousands of homes. No job too big or too small for Riley Manning Painting. Commercial, agricultural, industrial, and residential painting. And he also does things like pressure washing your concrete, your deck, your home. He can stain or dye concrete. You have to give Riley Manning Painting a call today. 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. That's Riley Manning, Riley Manning Painting. Give him a call, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best.
Hi, I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. President Donald Trump promised to build a border wall to keep us safe and protect American jobs for American workers. But Democrats, and even some Republicans, obstruct funding for President Trump's wall. I make you this promise. Elect Mo Brooks to the U.S. Senate, and I will fight to fund the border wall. Right now, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats use the filibuster rule to kill our conservative America First agenda. Well, two can play that game. We must fight fire with fire. If I have to go to the Senate floor and filibuster to fund the border wall, I will do exactly that. America will build a border wall to keep us safe and to protect American jobs for American workers, or you will know the name of every senator who stands in our way and betrays the American people. I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. If you support a border wall, then vote Mo Brooks for Senate. I'm Mo Brooks, and I approve this message.
Hi, this is Simone Biles. Some of my favorite moves are the double twist and, of course, the Biles. But my favorite move is nailing a perfect landing right between my amazing parents who adopted me.
There are 400,000 foster kids in the U.S. Help them get ready for school by donating new school supplies to Mattress Firm's Foster Kids, a program of the Ticket to Dream Foundation. To donate, visit mattressfirmfosterkids.org.
Come to a Mattress Firm today and donate school supplies to help a foster child in your community.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I can't sell my mama short on loving me. I guess that's why she let me go so far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car.
She told Welcome back into News and smoking, Views.
But I did, and it took me far away.
7 minutes till the top of the hour.
I never took you for a country guy.
I don't like new country. If it's after about 1996, I won't listen to it.
I'm with you on that.
But Johnny Paycheck, I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
Only hell my mom ever raised.
I bet he doesn't even listen to it anymore. That's so wretched.
Lush.
It's wretched.
I like that outlaw country.
I think he means that Johnny Paycheck doesn't listen to new country. Correct?
Well, I know he doesn't listen to News and Views, so we shouldn't listen to him.
Well, if his bowl gets backed up, I know that he will love the sponsors of the third hour of this
we
program.
We know who he'll call on.
He'll call on Cole if his bowl gets stopped up, because they are generous sponsors of the third hour of this program. 279-8919 is their number, 279-8919, and you can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Thank them for being generous sponsors to the program. George.
Hey, Barron, I got a call last night. It was one of these, I call it a robo poll.
Uh-huh.
And it was asking about stuff, a couple of things. One of them, every time they gave a list of candidates to choose from, Randy Brinson was the first one on the list.
They're probably doing it in alphabetical order as it will appear on the ballot.
Ah, I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they ask, what kind of Republican are you? And these were the choices. It was Tea Party was the first one, and then it said traditional, and then I think they said progressive, and the last one was libertarian, but there were some more in there, and I didn't know there were that many kinds of Republicans. So I punched libertarian, and then after they asked the last question, I don't know if it was based on my answer, but they didn't say goodbye, thank you, or anything. Bam, it just cut off. I was kind of surprised at that, but that's...
What were the questions? Just who you voting for?
Yeah, if you had to vote today, who would you vote for? What's the most important issue? And the things they call issues were political issues, not governmental issues for me. I don't really remember because I don't care about political issues like what Trump said about Sessions and that crap. I care about the government. So that's about it. They wanted to know who were you going to vote for if you voted today. That's the main part of it.
Okay.
Like any poll would do.
Yeah.
But I was kind of surprised that there were that many kinds of Republicans at least to choose from.
So what were the choices? What were the choices?
Traditional. That's establishment.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Tea Party, that's like kind of a fringy Republican.
Yeah. And Libertarian.
Libertarian. It said progressive was one of them?
That's liberal.
Yeah, or something like that. And I didn't know there were progressive Republicans, but anyway, there was another one, too. Maybe they're not going to call back.
Gary Johnson guy would be considered a progressive Republican.
No, I thought he would be a libertarian Republican. He ran on a libertarian ticket.
Did he? Well,
he was libertarian.
Well, what about a rhino Republican?
Susan Collins would be a
She's a hack.
She's a liberal. She's a liberal.
You're talking about Susan Collins.
She can't help that, you ass.
Where does Martha Roby fall in that one?
Martha Roby's an anti-Trump Republican.
She's a traditional Republican.
Yeah, she's a never-Trumper.
Yeah.
That's Martha Roby.
Well, I just wanted to share that.
Well, thank you, Joel.
Polls are interesting to me, the way they're conducted. And it had a lot of static in it. I figured it was a
It didn't come from this ad.
Yeah. I figured it was cheaply done by somebody. So I just wanted to share that, and the time's about up. We're glad to have y'all with us today.
Appreciate it, George.
And call back.
Yeah,
okay,
thanks, George.
272922. Nice of you to be on my radio today. I hope you're back tomorrow.
Our radio, Baron.
No, I'm saying George saying it.
Oh,
to
I see,
us.
Baron. I thought
George
you were
saying it to
excluding
us.
Nate and me.
No. I'm talking as
Jack's
if I'm
getting
George.
Territorial.
I heard that.
Oh, and I just peed like a male dog over here.
David, keep it in the toilet. What's on your mind?
I've been in and out, so I've missed a lot of this conversation. But have y'all mentioned the fact that Trump, after he got elected, said that they were not going to investigate Hillary anymore?
I think it's come up tangentially in
this. One of our callers mentioned that.
But you know, for him to jump on Jeff Sessions for not doing something that he point blank said they weren't going to do.
I think that was a. Here's the other thing too. We don't know the conversations they've had behind the scenes and all this, but that was an olive branch. Hey, that was a rough and tumble campaign. I won, you lost. I'm willing to let everything slide. Let's just look the other way. You guys leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. But the absolute relentlessness that the Clintons and everybody else, those rules are passed.
Those are out the window.
I've said a long time ago they should have opened it up to everything go after full-fledged.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
But might as well let the world know they're doing it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they really can't.
They can't. That's the problem.
Told.
That's the problem.
Well, and I think that...
Great call, David. Thank you.
I think that Trump probably told Hillary, look, if you go away quietly and peacefully, I won't pursue anything. But, you know, she really hasn't.
I'll tell you the facts, but I have to do it tomorrow because we're out of time. But you can stay tuned to Dan Morris. He might give them to you.
But you know what? You can always go your own way.
You can go your own way. All right, amigos. Nate, thank you. That was fun.
Yeah, always.
Nate Hicks from the Hicks and Giggles podcast
joined us
today.
Yeah, you're welcome, Jack.
Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, as always, will be back on the radio 21 hours from now. In the meantime, stay tuned for Dan Morris on The Dan Morris Show. Sidekick Joey Clark, my date from last night. Hopefully he'll talk about it. We had a good time.
He shouldn't talk.
He doesn't talk too much about it. We'll be back. We'll be back tomorrow, 21 hours. Sit tight.